He'd been deviling the rest of them all day about getting out?
That evening. Yeah, just whenever they pulled the trailers up, he was acting a fool with them, deviling about to get out of there, you know, and all that stuff. Yet he wasn't going himself. He had went
to show you where that limb was on that locust tree down there.
Yeah, I can see it.
He was telling them boys to better get out of there. All right, them boys, but yet he was a fooling around. He'd went back in the house. And now what he, probably setting stuff up or something, probably moving stuff up. He knowed it was up that deep, and he was probably moving furniture or something until too late. But he told them boys and was a devil about they better get out of here. Well, they'd come down there and they couldn't get across, you know, like one could swim, another couldn't. So the one jerked his coat off and he started to jump in, you know. And my brother's boy said, hell, he said, I can't swim. He said, what am I going to do? And so the other boy then, he didn't go whenever he said he was a go. He couldn't swim. He wouldn't leave him, you know. So both of them took off, and they waded out down through this bottom here. And they got down there, and it was up around her waist where they crossed the road, you know, and said whenever they'd get off in the grass, it would start moving her feet, you know. And they'd get back on the hard top, and they held together, and they come through that. But that was at least 45 minutes before Raymond come down, you know. And they made it out, see.
Just waited too long.
I just waited. He just misjudged it just like everybody else. He waited too long. Now, he was a devil, them boys, about getting out. But yet he wasn't getting out himself, you know. He was fooling around. He was that way. He's all time, you know. Deviling around acting a fool, but he wasn't worried, you know, at that point. I guess he just didn't think it would get that bad, you know. It was bad enough, but he thought he could get through to come down here. But see, he knowed he couldn't get up forever. But maybe he knowed he couldn't get down too. I don't know, but it's like I said, if we couldn't get to him. But he kind of depended on us to get him. But we couldn't, wasn't nothing we could do. We done all, you know, we could do. If the helicopter, if it hadn't been so foggy and rainy and the helicopters come in, they'd had plenty of time. They could have come from Pittsburgh. But see, everything was ground there. And it was real foggy and raining so hard. Rain hard you couldn't see, plus the fog, you know. But they could have come from Pittsburgh and got them in the time, you know. It's all they washed out. But they wouldn't let nothing out. Now, Elkins Fire Department's, like I said, they got here probably, I don't know, it might have been 10 minutes. They was trying to figure out the strategy to get over there, and maybe they would have tried it, but then something hit the truck and turned it around again, and that was the last I saw of them, so that ended it all.
Is there any kind of religious message in all of this for you? Obviously his time had come, but do you think that's how he was meant to go? Or
well, I reckon. I reckon. I guess that's about it. His time just come. It's supposed to be that way. I guess that way for us all. I think your numbers, you're already plotted, but you don't know it. Mine is too. I think it's that way. I don't know how you believe. I'm on the bathroom here a minute.
Tell us your full name, anyway.
All right, my name's Freddie Bonner.
Freddie.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Waybright Bonner.
You were a Waybright, same as Edith?
Uh-huh.
Any kin to her?
Yes. She's my sister.
I swear.
Yes.
She is, isn't she? I can see it now. small world. Well, tell me what you remember about November 4th.
Well, about 3:30, my nephew Joey called and told me the water was running over the road, that the bus couldn't get down that way. And so I called my daughter-in-law to go around and go up to Jennington and get Tom and her kids, the 5 grandchildren. So after she left, why, I thought I'd better go out and turn the cows out of the meadow because the water was getting deep. And I turned the cows out of the meadow. And Raymond was down the road at that time. He was checking on the water. And I thought about going up to his house, but I didn't. I thought I'd better come back to the house because Tom and them would be coming back and they'd be wondering where I was at. And I just wondered whether I could get back to the house if I went up there. So I came on back to the house. And by that time, why, Tom and the kids come and they couldn't get in our driveway. They had to come through the meadow. And I just seemed like you just lost all trace of time. I mean, you know, you don't know what time it was until 7 o'clock when the electric went off. You did know that because our clocks had stopped. Mm-hmm. And that's about the same as what he told you from that time on. Everybody didn't know what to do, or nobody knew what to do. All you had to do was just walk the floor and look out the window and go out in the rain and look, and that was about it.
Did you ever think there was a chance the water would go down and they'd somehow come through it, or what did you think?
Well, you never thought that the water would be that high to begin with, but then after you knew they were gone, you still had this feeling that you would get up in the morning and just by some miracle they'd still be there. But so that's about it.
What's it been like for you since then?
Well, that's a good question. It's just not the same.
They had lived here for 15 months.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Me and Dorothy was good friends. And because if she wasn't up there, if she wasn't down here, I was up there every day. And if we didn't go back and forth, we talked to each other every day. And I did her hair, and we did things together. She always went shopping with us, and one thing and another. So
it's been, I think, 15 weeks now, hasn't it?
Well, all I know, it's been a long time.
Been lonesome for you?
Yes.
What about their kids? Did they have children?
Yes, they had 2 boys. One's in Pennsylvania and the other one's in Virginia. And she kept her 3 grandchildren all summer. Which there was, one girl was 8 and one was 6. And then they kept a little boy, 2. And he was Raymond's pride and joy. Mm. He was something. So,
you were raised right out here at this house, right by the bridge? Is that where you...
No. Your home? I was raised on Shaver's Mountain.
Oh. Well, that's right. You said that.
Mm-hmm.
Said that a while ago. How did you two meet?
Well, I think we always knew each other.
I mean, how did you really... meet when you knew that there was something a little bit special about him? Or had you always thought that, too?
Ask him.
Was it a ball game or a church social? Or?
Oh, it's been so long ago, I don't even remember.
You just forgot that.
Oh, of course.
I had a hard time of treating her, but I finally got her treated.
You had a hard time treating her, but she finally got you treated.
That's about the way it was.
Well, thank you.